Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Maite Lorente, who is the children's librarian at Sitka Public Library, and Kylie Jones, who is the systems administrator at Sitka Conservation Society. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we're here to talk about some events coming up at the Sitka Public Library, and I wanted to start by turning to you, Maite, and ask you to sort of set the stage for us. What's going on this summer at the Sitka Public Library, particularly in the children's department?
Well, we have had a very busy summer at the library. We are still kind of winding down the oceans of opportunities, library summer reading program. And the summer, both June and July, have been filled with events. The program starts on June 4th with the Pirate Scavenger Hunt and is going to, unfortunately, end on Saturday, August 6th with another really big event that we have called 100 Breakfasts and Books. And this event is going to bring together different partners, community partners that are going to support literacy and the well-being of our children and youth in the community.
Wonderful. Well, that's a great chance for me to turn to Kylie and ask, I think, one of your prominent partners for this program, a little bit about how this big event happened and how is it that Sitka Conservation Society is a part of it, Kylie?
Thank you. So the spring, First National Bank Alaska approached us wanting to do something for the community for their 100th year anniversary. And so we instantly thought of the breakfast program at the library. And unfortunately, the idea we had didn't quite work out with the requirements that they had set forth. But they were so excited that what they started inspired this event that they still wanted to be involved. So we're going to do a separate event with them for books later this fall, but they still wanted to be partners for this, bringing the community together with this amazing book by Michaela.
So, and you said it's their 100th anniversary, and is that where this 100 number comes into this program, this 100 breakfasts and books?
Yes, and even though it didn't work out for the 100th anniversary, we thought that's still a good number, so let's just keep using it.
Great. Well, I want to backpedal a little bit because you mentioned this program, this breakfast program, and actually that happens in the summer, but Maite, that started quite a few years ago, and I'm wondering if you could tell us just a little bit about that so we understand what we're dealing with here.
Yes, the library have been running the program, the free snack and breakfast program for 4 years now. This is part of a national initiative that libraries are working on in making sure that communities are still connected when the school is out, especially through food, if that is possible. So the library has been offering every Thursday this summer a free snack or grab-and-go snack breakfast for youth of all ages. It's a program open to anybody who wants to just connect, like I said, with the library through food and sometimes literacy too, because this program connects with other activities that we are doing at the library. So we have been working with SCS, Sitka Conservation Society, for these last 4 years. And they provide the way that the library can purchase the food to give away to the community. And this event on Saturday, August 6th, is going to somehow also wrap the free breakfast and snack program.
For the summer, wrap it up for the summer.
Yes, for the summer.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's focus in on this program on Saturday, August 6th. Tell us more about what people can expect, who it's for, when they should show up. What's going to happen?
Well, we are very excited because our Caldecott winner, Michaela Goat, has a new book. It's called... I forgot the name of the book. I'm sorry.
Something with
berries.
Berry
song.
Yes. And the book is a great celebration of our community and food. So through Sitka Conservation Society, we are going, and the other partners, First National Bank of Alaska and the Heim Center, we are going to be able to provide one free book to every person 0 to 18 years old that come to the library on Saturday, August 6th, starting at 11. And we are also going to have our author, Michaela, reading the book. That will start more or less at 11 when we open the doors of the library, and people are going to be able to listen to her reading her own story. And then they will be able to also get the book and a free bag with breakfast.
And this is this the first in-person program that you're having this summer? Is that also the case?
No, it's not exactly the first, but it's one of the few that we have been. We are opening the library again to have slowly more in-person programming, but it is the first reading, if you want, in public program that we are going to offer. We do not have in-person story times just yet, so this is going to be kind of a story time program, and it's the first one that we are having.
Yeah, what a great way to kind of kick it back off. But for folks who maybe are a little reluctant to come to in-person events, can they still participate in some way?
Absolutely, yeah. That is why the event itself is going to be basically a reading, and then we are going to have an activity with berries and watercolors, but only for those who feel comfortable to stay, to come and stay a little bit longer at the library. For those who do not feel comfortable about sharing a space with a group of people, they can come and get the free book and free bag with the breakfast and go, or stay at the library in different spaces if they prefer.
Great. Great. Well, let's see. I'd like to maybe give the phone numbers out for both of you. So if people have questions about this particular event, Kylie, if they wanted to reach you at Sitka Conservation Society, where should they call?
They're going to call the office at 907-747-7509.
Great. And then what about you, Maite, over at the library?
So they can reach the library at 747-4020. Or 747-4022.
Great. Okay, thank you. Well, I do want to take just a couple minutes before we have to part ways and ask what people can be looking forward to after this August 6th event at the Sitka Public Library. What's coming up as we enter the fall season?
Well, Saturday, as I said, the Saturday, August 6th will be the end of the summer reading program. People that day, they can come and claim any incentive that they may have won because they have been reading all through the summer. So that will be a great way to come to the library and connect, and also get to know what we have, we are working on for the month of August. Actually, in August, we are going to have another partnership with the Raven Reads through Sea Alaska, and we will be offering kindergarten programs on Saturdays too, three big events. And this is a pilot project that Sea Alaska through Raven Reads has put together in partnership with the Juneau Public Library, Petersburg Library, and the Sitka Public Library, and we are very excited about it.
Very cool. Okay, well, stay tuned for things happening at the Sitka Public Library, and show up next Saturday, August 6th at 11 a.m. for the 100 Breakfasts and Books program. Thank you, Maite and Kylie, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.
KCAW is supported by Schmolk Mechanical Contractors. Schmolk installs and maintains boilers, furnaces, heat pumps, air conditioning, water solutions, and more with 24-hour emergency repair and service agreements. For home or commercial plumbing, heating, and appliance needs, Schmolk can be reached at 747-3142, serving Southeast Alaska for over 90 years.